Knocking on the heaven's door.
5 days a week, this group of children gathers for guitar lessons. Their classes are in Kraaifontein, a suburb of Cape Town ravaged by gangs, drugs and crime.
Knock, knock, knock.
Their teacher, Tommy Yuster, from the organization Joined Bands, Not Gangs, has been giving lessons for more than 2 years, in the hope that music will keep his students on the right path.
I feel that the music changes their mindset. They want to play music and start thinking in a different way. It's not always easy. It's difficult work because children need you to repeat things. But they want to do it and they are willing and it makes a difference.
Children who carry on with the program for more than 6 months can join a band, like this one in a neighboring community. 15-year-old Jordan van Jaarsveld says he's always loved music, which he says has brought him strength.
In March 2021, you know, we as a family actually got affected and we lost our cousin through gang violence, you know. But that is, since then, I've been living in fear. We all been living in fear, you know, and I realized, wait, Jordan, but you actually now really got to, this got to open your eyes. You got to do something with your life.
Those living here say barely an hour passes without some sort of shooting, and it's a challenge keeping children safe.
At the height of the violence, there were at least 12 gang-related murders every month. Various gangs competed for territory, often related to drugs. Now, the music program not only hopes to prevent young children from joining these gangs, but also reduce tensions between rival groups.
Cedric Williams belongs to one of the gangs here. It's an area plagued by high unemployment. He lost his job as a bartender and says limited work opportunities make staying away from these groups almost impossible.
Basically, where you stay, you're always part of a gang. That is the rule of life. That is the rule of the street. That is how I know it. So yes, maybe I have to answer yes, where I'm from. I have to admit where I'm from. If you ask if you ever go away, probably no. I will ask you straightly, I don't think so.
But those picking up a musical instrument instead of a gun hope programs like this will make a difference, creating an alternative for children who often have little choice. Famida Miller, Al Jazeera, Cape Town, South Africa. Knock, knock, knock.